Blog Talk Radio.
How many ready to break the law for being alive here tonight?
Amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. We're having a few technical difficulties on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar on tonight. Hallelujah. You have tuned into Care Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. On tonight, this is Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are blessed tonight. Amen. On the anointed truth of Christ, you know we are always and shall remain uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncensored. We preach and we teach the true and the unadulterated word of the living God. We don't sugarcoat it. Praise God. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. It ain't stepped on. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't shook down. It ain't none of that. It's the truth. Hallelujah. And nothing but the truth. Praise God. And on tonight, we are blessed. Praise God. Amen. To have on the line none other than our very own Bishop Andre Alexis. Praise God. Let me give you him a proper introduction. He is the co-pastor, praise God, assistant pastor of Cal Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will be conducting, you could say he's a Sunday school superintendent. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every Sunday morning, 9:30, praise God. Hallelujah. You can be blessed. Amen. And be taught the word of God in Bible study by Bishop Andre Alexis. Andre Alexis right there at Care Church. Hallelujah. Incorporated. Amen. Praise God. 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. Amen. He is also, praise God. Amen. Over his ministry, one, praise God, hallelujah. So we suggest that you go to those websites, go to Facebook, praise God, look up his ministry, one, hallelujah. Go to Google, look up his ministry, one, look up Andre Alexis, praise God, and be blessed, hallelujah, and praise God. We just thank God for him on tonight. So without further ado, praise God, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Andre Alexis. Praise God, Bishop Alexis, it is in your hands.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Black Friends of Preachers, and I'd like to say to you and all the ones that are out there under the sound of my voice that we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus has done for us by donating his victory to us from Mount Calvary. And that gives us total victory, and that way we can continue to proclaim that we are more than conquerors through him, through him, through his works, through the resurrection, through what God did through Christ. We can claim the victory because he gave it to us who are the church. I want to talk to you tonight about a very interesting topic, and it's the topic that I've been working on, and I'm going to stay here for a moment. And we've been discussing the personage of the Holy Spirit. You know, we are people that learn by repetition. You know, sometimes you have to hear things over and over and over. You might have to hear it five times before you get it. You might have to hear it seven times. It all depends on your learning. And, you know, and we all learn in different levels. And so I'm going to continue sharing some of the things, talking about the personage of the Holy Spirit. I said to you that put away all crazy ideas about the Holy Spirit being a force, some strange force or some powerful force, some impersonal force that and even a force that God gave believers to help comfort him, you know, and then he goes away, you know, but he comes in times of trouble, then he comes back again. You know, crazy ideas, and you know, referring to the Holy Spirit as it. You know, referring to the Holy Spirit as an it. The Holy Spirit is of the Godhead. It is the Father, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In other words, God is a person. This is a person. Yes, he's a spirit, but we're speaking about the personage of God in the Holy Spirit. Spirit, the personage of the Holy Spirit. I want you to remember that it is he that does the leading. He does the leading. Over in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, "For all those who are led by God's Spirit are God's son." So it takes the Holy Spirit Spirit to lead all those that are led. It takes the Holy Spirit to lead all those men and women to be called the men and women of God, to make them the men and women of God. And we need to understand that He is a person. I want you to understand that over in Galatians 5 and 22 and 3, it's not written just to have a good place in the Bible. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The law is not against such things. These things are not written to take up space on paper, and they're not just telling you about a particular fruit. It's talking about the molding of character. It is how the Spirit molds the character of the man and woman, of the child of God, produces a fruit inside of the individual, that they may be helpful unto the thing that God has called them to do on the earth, in His kingdom on the earth. We have to remember that all things are done for His glory, by His glory, through His glory. And in the Holy Spirit molds us. He molds us in such a way that it produces love inside of us, joy inside of us, peace inside of us, patience inside of us, kindness inside of us, goodness inside of us, faithfulness inside of us, a gentleness inside of us, and self-control. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Spirit. This is what she does. She produces fruit. I want you to understand, because of the work that he does, that I want you to look with me over in the book of Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. We see that it reads like this. It says, and look, I'm sending you what my father promised. As for you, stay in the city until you are empowered from on high. He empowers the believer. This is the Holy Spirit coming on the scene, and he's going to empower the disciples to become better witnesses, to become stronger witnesses. And so doing, they would open their mouths wide, and they would testify even till the point of death, because they all have such Holy Ghost boldness, because they be filled with the personage of the Holy Spirit filling up their lives. I want you to know, over in Romans 8 and 11 is a very important chapter. We need to pay attention to this particular verse, because it says, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also bring your mortal bodies to life through His Spirit who lives in you. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He raises from the dead. It was the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It was the Holy Spirit that God sent forth into the world to raise up His Son from the dead. It is the Holy Spirit that will raise you up from the dead. It is the Holy Spirit that will raise me up from the dead. And in fact, it is the Holy Spirit that has come into our lives to make us born again. Again, Christians, without a man being born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the only way a man can become born again, he must be born again of the Spirit of God. He must be born again by the Holy Spirit. Find over in Titus chapter 3, verse number 5. If you turn with me, we find that the scriptures read as this. It said, He saved us not by works of righteousness that we had done, but according to His mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. He regenerates us by the power and the washing of the regeneration of the Holy Spirit. We have been born again. Oh, my beloved, if you have not received the Holy Spirit, I cry out to you that you cry out to God and ask God to send you forth his Holy Spirit, because a man cannot see God in the kingdom of God. He must be born again, and God is waiting. I'm telling you, he's waiting on all those who repent and turn to him in righteousness and justice and honesty and truthfulness, and turn from their wicked ways and turn to him and want to live a better life. God will give you his Holy Spirit, and you can become born again. And you will guarantee eternal salvation, not when you die. As soon as he gives it to you, you receive eternal life. Eternal life is here offered right now. I want you to pay attention to the book of Romans in chapter 10 and 16. I want you to listen to what the minister says here. He says, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, serving as a priest of the gospel of God, my purpose is that the Gentiles may be acceptable offering, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that sanctifies one. You and I are sanctified if you are born again person, and if you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Not just that. Let me ask you a question, my brother. Let me ask you a question, my sister. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe this gospel that we have preached to you fervently? Have you believed this gospel that we have preached to you on Care Network? Have you believed this gospel that we have preached to you through the Anointed Truth Word Ministry? Have you believed this gospel? Have you believed this gospel that you've heard T.D. Jakes speak? Or have you believed this gospel that you have heard Bill Winston speak? Have you believed this gospel that you have heard Joyce Meyer speak? Well, listen, let me tell you the benefits of this. According to Ephesians 1:13-14, it says, in him you were also sealed in him with the promise of the Holy Spirit. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believe, the Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession to the praise of the glory of God. Now, let me put that to you one more time. If you believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the truth, and you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you believe that he was buried, crucified, and rose on the third day, then you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now, you may not live a life worth salt at right now. Your life may not be all that you want it to be right now. But if you believe, my brother and sister, those basic things, what I told you, you have given the Holy Spirit an opportunity. Opportunity to work on you. I want you to know that over in Ephesians 3:16-17, it reads like this. I pray that he may grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power in your inner being through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love and strengthened, and strengthen. And see, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He come to strengthen you. He come to strengthen you in your faith. He come to strengthen you in your love. He come to strengthen you in your kindness. He come to strengthen you in your giving. He come to strengthen you in your understanding. Above all things, my beloved, get some understanding. Listen, this has been your friend and your brother, loving you the best way that I know how. I'm telling you, according to John chapter 14 and 26, it says, but the counselor, the Holy Father will send, will teach you all things and remind you of everything, said Jesus. It doesn't notice the scripture doesn't say the it will come. It doesn't say that something will come. It says that the Holy Spirit will come and he will teach you. He, my brother and my sister, it's time to give the Holy Spirit his proper place in life. And that's recognizing him as the third person of the Godhead. He is, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This has been your friend and your brother, Andre Alexis. Some call me the Bishop, and you may call me anything you like, because God knows my name. God bless you. Hey, Black of Prince Preacher, I'm turning it over to you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad you're back, brother. All right, Black Prince of Preachers.
Praise God on tonight. We thank God for Bishop Alexis on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we hope everybody soak in that teaching on the personage of the Holy Spirit. We're sorry we've been having so many technical difficulties on tonight, but God is good. Hallelujah. The personage of the Holy Spirit is not an it. It's not a force. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a he. He is a he. Praise God. Hallelujah. The third person. Hallelujah. Of the Holy Trinity. The third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. One scripture in this original translation, it said that Jesus said, I am sending one back who is just like me. Praise God. Just like me. Hallelujah, praise God. The great thing about, hallelujah, amen, the Holy Spirit whom he sent back, it's just like him, except it doesn't dwell with us. It dwells within us. Hallelujah, praise God. It dwells within us, hallelujah. He said, it's best that I go. Hallelujah, it's best that I go. I know you want me to stay, but if I stay, I can only be in one place. Hallelujah, at one time. Praise God. But if I go, the one I send back who is just like me, he can be at Bishop Alexis' house. He can be right here at the Prevost house. He can be over at the Page house. Hallelujah. He can be in California at the Thurman house. Praise God, because it's the Holy Spirit and he is unlimited. Hallelujah. Praise God. He can be everywhere all at the same time. Hallelujah. How can he do it? Because he is God. He is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for Bishop Alexis on tonight. We thank God for that powerful lesson on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go any further, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for the message that you delivered through your son on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us closer and closer into knowing who you are. Hallelujah. We praise your name and we magnify you on tonight. And we ask that you replenish the man of God, the virtue that he has poured out onto us, that you continue, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To pour into him that wisdom, that knowledge of that word, to pour out onto your people and continue molding him, continue shaping him into the man that you want him to be. We ask, Lord, tonight that you strengthen him in his mind, you strengthen him in his body, and you strengthen him in his soul. Hallelujah. And we will continuously magnify and praise your high and your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I want to open up the line at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there be one on the line tonight that has a testimony, perhaps you have a prayer request. Hallelujah. Or maybe you just have a comment or a question about the word of God on tonight. We want to open up the lines at this time. If there be one, praise God. Hallelujah. Let it be known. Hallelujah. The line is open. Will there be one? God, will there be one on tonight?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mr. Liz, we just thank you for that message and encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's been a misconception out there what the Holy Spirit is, who the Holy Spirit is, and allow God to keep using you to bring out who He is. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for First Lady on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for those comments. Hallelujah. Please, please just keep doing. Hallelujah. What you're doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be another one on tonight? Well, amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for each and every caller who is called in on tonight. We have truly, truly, truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Bishop Alexis, and we thank God for that word that he brought forth on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. That God has given him this assignment to let us know who exactly the Holy Spirit is. Notice I didn't say what the Holy Spirit is. I said who exactly the Holy Spirit is. Praise God. It is the Spirit of God. It is the Holy Spirit, the set aside Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit that is like none other. Praise God. Hallelujah. The third. Hallelujah. In the Godhead, the third in the Holy Trinity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight. Praise God for his Holy Ghost. Without his Holy Ghost, where would we be? Where would we be without the fruit? Hallelujah. It's a lot of us chasing the gifts. Oh, I want the Holy Ghost so I can have the gifts. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if we really want to think about it, if we really want to meditate on it, that's the whole reason, amen, why the magician, the man named Simon, hallelujah. That's the main reason why he was about to die, because he wanted to buy the Holy Spirit. And even though it wasn't because he wanted the Holy Spirit. It's because the purpose he wanted to use the Holy Spirit for. He was more concerned about the gifts of the Holy Ghost than the fruit of the Spirit. He wasn't caring about loving nobody. He didn't want to be meek. He didn't want to be kind. He didn't want to have self-control. He wanted the gifts so he could prophesy. He wanted the gifts, praise God, hallelujah, so he could amen, heal blind eyes and heal the land. He wanted the gifts so he could make some money and glorify his own self. Praise God. And he was willing to pay for it to get the gifts. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, people, the gifts are not the true treasure of the Holy Ghost. That's not the gifts. Praise God. Even Jesus said, when they came back, they said, you know what, the spirits, even the spirits obey us in your name. When we use your name, the spirits got to do what we say. He said, don't rejoice in this. This ain't nothing to be, that ain't nothing to be happy about, that you have, like you have some kind of powers or something now. Praise God, like you're a superhero or something. That ain't what to be proud of. What's to be proud of is that now you have eternal life. Now you have a place in heaven. Praise God. That's what you're supposed to be proud of. You don't want to, don't be proud you got the Holy Ghost so you can prophesy. Don't be proud you got the Holy Ghost so you can speak in tongues. Don't be proud you got the Holy Ghost so you can lay hands. That ain't the reason you're supposed to be glad you got the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to be glad you got the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost comes with some fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Because guess what? Those gifts, God is not repetitive of his gifts. Those gifts, he said, I'm going to give you the gifts. You can take the gifts, but you can take the fruit too. I want you to have the fruit and the gifts. You so concerned about the gifts that in that great day you're going to hear me say, I never knew you. But I did this, I did that, and I did the other thing. I had the gifts. I used the gifts to the best of my ability, Lord. I made money off those gifts. I used them gifts. But did you use the fruit, though? Praise God, the fruit of the Holy Ghost. That's what it's about. It's about the fruit. It's about long suffering. How long can you put up with it? Hallelujah, praise God. There's some old married couples that had the Holy Ghost. You ain't even know you had the Holy Ghost. Praise God, but you had to have the Holy Ghost for that long suffering you done put in. Hallelujah, praise God. Look at them children. If it had not been for the Holy Ghost, you would have been abandoning them kids. Go stay with your mama. Go stay. I can't deal. Hallelujah, praise God. Meekness, kindness, understanding. Hallelujah. Understanding when you run into somebody and they got an attitude, and you got to understand that maybe they having a bad day. You got to understand that I don't battle against flesh and blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to understand them because you got the Holy Ghost. Oh, and we always talk about how we fall into our own temptations and praise God, hallelujah. But a fruit of the Spirit is self-control, to be able to control yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. And it's not something you got to go get, like you got to go stand in line for it, or you got to beg for it, or you got to order it and wait for it to be delivered. It's already been hand-sealed and delivered. All you got to do is receive it. All you got to do is sign for it, and it's yours. We so quick to sign for them gifts. Praise God. You so quick to go to the car lot, but you're so quick to open up the car note deal. Praise God. Hallelujah. You so quick to look at the house, but you're so slow to look at the house note. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're so quick to get the gifts of the Holy Ghost, but what about the fruit? Hallelujah. He got some fruit. Hallelujah. Well, how will you know if you got the Holy Ghost? The same way Jesus said, you're going to know a false prophet by their fruits. What is fruit? Fruit is produce. Produce. So what are you producing? Hallelujah. Praise God. Is it long-suffering? Praise God. Hallelujah. You've been divorced 4 or 5 times. Is it, hallelujah, praise God, is it love, or are you always plotting revenge and hate against somebody? Is it self-control, or do you just do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? And then go to church on Sunday and say, I got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, you may have it, but are you using it? That's like having a Bentley in the driveway, and I got a Bentley, but I ain't pulling it out the driveway. I'm not about to drive it nowhere. Praise God. What good is it to have something and not use it? Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah for everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in on tonight. The line is still open. Do we have any testimonies or prayer requests before we close out for tonight? Praise God. Any testimonies or any prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as always, we want to keep, hallelujah, our sister in Christ. It just came across my mind. We want to keep our sister in Christ, Sister Yvette. Hallelujah, Yvette, in prayer. Praise God, a member of Care Church. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, that had some a lot of drama go on in our family. Praise God, people been passing away. People been getting sick. Hallelujah, praise God. So we just want to keep her in prayer. Praise God, that Holy Spirit comfort her. Hallelujah, praise God, and give her that gentle and kindness and that long suffering she needs. Hallelujah, to get through these rough times. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just want to thank God, amen, once again for Bishop Andre Alexis on tonight. Hallelujah, dealing with the personage of the Holy Spirit. If you're down in the Arlington, Fort Worth, Dallas area, we encourage you to come down to Sunday school, praise God, on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah, amen. And it will be at 9:30 in the morning at 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76011. I encourage you to come down, praise God. Bishop Alexis is doing an in-depth study on the personage of the Holy Spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. So we encourage everybody, if you're down there, if you're down here in this area, if you're on vacation or whatever the case may be, hallelujah, come down, hallelujah, to 2501 Centennial Drive. And then, hallelujah, that's from 9:30 to 10:30. Then at 10:30, we go into 30 minutes of prayer. 30 minutes of prayer, 30 minutes of worship. Hallelujah, praise God. And we done received some breakthroughs in those 30 minutes. Praise God. And then we have our church service, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We have our praise and worship service with our First Lady, hallelujah, Rebecca Page, amen. Then we have the Word of God, hallelujah, amen, with our very own Bishop Page, hallelujah, praise God. So we just encourage you to come down to Care Church Incorporated and be blessed, praise God, hallelujah, with the Word from God. Make us part of your vacation plans. When you come down here to Dallas, Arlington, hallelujah, Grand Prairie, amen. If you're in that area, you ain't too far from Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. And we just thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. If you're listening to the recording, we thank God for you. Amen. To take time to go back and listen to the recording, praise God. We thank God for you as well. Amen. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God for Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah on tonight. The personage of the Holy Spirit. Get to know him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get to know him. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for everything that has gone forth on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your word, hallelujah, on the personage of the Holy Spirit, of who, hallelujah, the third person in the Holy Trinity is. We thank you, Lord, tonight, hallelujah, for sending your son. We thank you, Lord, tonight, for sending your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just magnify you. You are truly worthy to be praised. Lord, teach each and every person under the sound of my voice right now. Touch them in a mighty way. Touch the mind, body, and spirit, Lord. We rebuke any work of the enemy right now. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we command it to go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. We praise you right now.
Right
we
now.
Magnify
right.
you
right, right,
now.
Now.
Right now.
Now.
We lift
right
your
now.
Name up right now. Hallelujah. We claim healing
yes.
right now. In the name of
right
Jesus,
now.
We claim deliverance right now. In the
right
name
now.
Of Jesus, we claim salvation
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus.
In the name of
right
Jesus,
now.
We claim prosperity right now. In
yes.
your
right
name,
now.
Hallelujah, we claim it in the name of Jesus.
Indeed.
Hallelujah,
yes.
we magnify you, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God
amen.
On tonight. And I just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Everybody, y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers. Hallelujah. And just see what God can manifest in your life. On tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all, and we'll see y'all next time on CAL Broadcast Radio Network. Everybody have a blessing.
Good night.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you.
Sweet. I know. Oh. Sweet. I know storm.